Chapter 1. Prep. Feeling the fear, filling the tanks, and perfecting the pots. When you're launching a new product, restaurant, campaign, or leadership career, you need to prepare first. Get ready for your close-up, as they say. In this chapter, we're going to put the pieces in place that will ground you as a leader and give you the foundation you can rely on when the going gets tough, or when it gets complicated, reorganized, downsized, disrupted, hacked, or anything else that comes your way. How well you are capable of leading other people begins first and foremost with how well you lead yourself. You may be surprised at how far you'll read in this book until I start talking about managing other people. This is because you will be a far, far better leader of others if you spend time building your knowledge, your mindset, and your attitude first. When those elements are in place, so much else will follow. Herewith are 5 key ways to become a leader on the inside, so you're ready to be a leader on the outside. Don't fear the fear. Career fear is totally natural. I suffer from it all the time. So do all the young professionals I meet. Here are just a few of the professional fears that I've felt myself and have been shared with me over the years. Fear of failure. Fear of success. Fear of being too ambitious. Fear of not being ambitious enough. Fear of being disliked. Fear of being inexperienced. Fear of being overqualified. Fear of tweeting. Fear of not tweeting. Fear of a nasty boss. Fear of a backstabbing coworker. Fear of a challenging client. Fear of asking for a promotion. Fear of leaving a job without another one. Fear of launching a side business. Fear of getting fired. I'm not going to tell you to let go of any fears you might have. In my experience, that's next to impossible. What I am going to tell you is that it's completely normal to have fears about your work and career. After all, we are talking about your livelihood, your future, your ability to put food on the table and buy stuff on iTunes. The trick is to keep moving forward despite the fear. What can you do when you feel fear surrounding your career or any leadership action you want to take? Whenever I feel professionally scared, I try to remember one of my favorite quotations. Bill Cosby once said, "Decide that you want it more than you are afraid of it." And then I think of all the times I've made the decision to overcome fear. Did I want to go to Yale more than I feared being rejected? I did. Once I got there, did I want to sing in one of Yale's prestigious a cappella singing groups more than I feared not making it when all of my friends did? Yes. Later, did I want to launch my own business more than I feared running out of money and moving back in with my parents? Yes. I totally failed at the a cappella one, by the way. Twice I auditioned and was rejected. It was painful and embarrassing, and I cringe even mentioning it. But I don't regret trying for it. And maybe the rejection helped nudge me away from singing on stages and towards speaking on them. Deciding that you want it, a leadership position, a promotion, a bylined column, a Kickstarter-backed startup, an elected office, more than you are afraid of it, is not just about moving past fear. It's also about committing 100% to what you want. In the business world and many other grown-up realms, few things will be handed to you, no matter what the millennial shamers say about today's young people being entitled. You'll have to reach for what you want with conviction. When it comes to leadership in particular, fear is okay, but wishy-washiness is not. Fill the tanks. After writing all of those book summaries in the previous chapter, I was in desperate need of some procrastination. I opened up my Pocket app and started reading an article about how writer, director, producer, cult hero Joss Whedon is so unbelievably productive. Among many great tips he shared in the article, this piece of advice jumped out to me, mostly because I happened to be following it at that precise moment. Fill the tanks, fill the tanks, fill the tanks. Constantly watch things and things you don't normally watch. Step outside your viewing zone, your reading zone. It's all fodder. Whedon's advice is to be a sponge, and not just in your own field. you can be a really good engineer if you read and learn a lot about engineering. But you can be a superstar engineer if you know a lot about engineering, and you also listen to opera, tour a lavender farm on vacation, and watch the Sunday morning political shows. Because what happens when you fill the tanks with ideas from other realms is that you start to make random connections and come up with really creative ideas.